The Armed Forces Radio Service presents the FBI in Peace and War.
Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, 48 State Alarm.
Red flash, all field officers and law enforcement agencies. Wanted by this bureau, Joel Reardon with aliases. This man, just named by Special Agent Creighton, is his assailant. All information to Shepherd or Reynolds, Lenox Hill Hospital, New York.
How about it?
The same.
No chance?
Doc says he won't last the night. Cigarette?
Right here. Wasn't able to tell you anything else, huh?
I didn't have the heart to push him, Dave.
No, of course not. There's nothing more they can do?
Make him comfortable, that's about it.
Here's the light right here.
Doc's staying with him, there'll be no pain. Thanks.
No pain? That's something, I suppose.
I suppose. Well, we might as well get started. You set out the pickup on Reardon?
Uh-huh. Shep, you better get some sleep.
No, I'm all right. You set?
Sure, let's go.
In midsummer of last year, a federal agent was fatally shot in the course of making a routine arrest. Before he died, he managed to give us the name of his killer, as well as a description of a witness who'd unexpectedly come on the scene. Policy King Joe Reardon, the named killer, was quickly apprehended. But the other man, the witness to the shooting, had disappeared from sight. With only a death statement as evidence, the government's case against Reardon was questionable at best. And so, a 48 state alarm was immediately flashed across the country.
Wanted by this bureau, man described as medium height, stocky, balding brown hair, wears glasses. Apprehension is urgent for questioning in the fatal shooting of Agent John Creighton. Any information will be directed at once to the nearest field office.
What'll you have?
Beer.
Beer, yes, sir. It's the washroom you're looking for. It's out in the back.
No, I was just looking around.
Here you are. Can I help yourself to the chips?
Yeah, never mind chips. I want a room for the night.
A room? You got the wrong place, young fella. This here's only an eat and drink. You'll find a motel other side the lake.
I like it this side. You don't mind if I can't annoy you, do you?
Hey, you got a nerve with you. What's the big idea?
Not my idea, Grandpa. Swedes.
Who?
Swede Henson, and don't make out like you don't know him.
I don't know him.
Yeah, well, maybe this'll help your memory. Swede said if the old geezer clams up, just show him the ring and he'll unclam real quick.
Well, why didn't you show me this to begin with?
I wasn't sure you were you to begin with. Where's your sister, your name?
What do you want to see Helen for?
We'll save time if I'm talking to both of you, and her name's Myra, and stop stalling.
What you hiding from, young fella?
Nosy guys like you.
Man, don't sit behind dark glasses lest he's bumped into a door or dodging the sheriff.
The sun bothers me.
Indoors, eh?
Indoors. Myra!
I'm coming.
Well, I hope you carry lots of cash, mister, on account of my sister. Don't even say hello without it.
What's that I don't do, Luke?
Oh, who's he?
Swede sent to Myra. He wants a room, but he looks busted. You asked me.
Save it, Luke, and pour me a drink. I'm still not awake. You'll join me, won't you, Mr.
Norcus, Benny Norcus. Thanks, I still got the beer.
You didn't pay for it, neither.
So, you want a room, huh? For how long, just a night?
Maybe a few nights, maybe more.
Do better other side of the water. Our rooms run expensive.
How expensive?
$50, $60 a day.
Meals not included. There's your drink, Myra.
$60 a day, huh? How's 1 week in advance? I like to sleep good. I don't like anyone to bother me, and I want a radio if you got one. Which way to my room?
Get some linens, Luke.
You sure will. The best in the place. What about your car, mister?
You got somewhere you can tuck it?
Run it down to the boathouse, Luke.
I will. You leave it to me.
Don't mind Luke. He talks a lot, but he knows how to keep his mouth shut.
That's all I care about.
Who's after you, Benny? The cops?
You know something, Myra? You got beautiful brown eyes.
No questions, huh? Well, okay by me. You're paying your way. That's all I want to know. Show you to your room?
Lead the way.
Third floor, all to yourself. It's kind of lonely up there, Benny, but one thing I can promise. No one will bother you. No one at all.
Wanted by this bureau for questioning, man described as medium height, stocky, balding brown hair, wears glasses. This man is needed for testimony in the fatal shooting.
Hello. Thank you, Taryn.
Luke, this is Swede. Myra around?
Sure is. Just a minute. Myra! We've been waiting for your call, Swede. Where are you?
Across the lake at the motel. Benny Norcus get there yet?
Yeah, he's... Oh, just a second. Here's Myra. Swede.
About time, too. Where you calling from, Swede?
Phone booth in the motel, Myra. Luke says Benny's there.
Been here since Tuesday. What's the story on him, Swede? Don't like guessing games with a boarder.
Not only talking over the phone, but it's a good story, Myra. Very good story.
Cops?
Better even than cops.
How much better?
10, maybe 15,000.
That much.
What's he say, Myra?
Shut up, Luke. When'll you be over, Swede?
I won't be. Not with what we have to talk about. You better meet me halfway. I'll hire a boat.
South side of the island?
I'll be there.
When?
Well, let's say as soon as it gets dark.
All right, Swede. You sure about this?
Would I go to this trouble if I wasn't?
All right, I'll take the outboard. As soon as it's dark, I'll meet you halfway.
Bye, Myra. I'll see you later.
Well? Well?
Take over the bar, Luke. I'm going down for the outboard.
What for, Myra?
What for? Well, you know what boats are for, Luke. Looks like Swede and us are going to take our boarder for a real nice ride.
Myra?
It's me, Swede.
Right over here. Watch the rocks.
All right, I got it.
That's why Benny is hiding out, huh?
That's why.
The cops looking for him and Joe Reardon's boys looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I call a real tight spot, Swede.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't like to be in his shoes.
How come he saw the thing happen in the first place?
Accident. From what I hear, he just turned into this alley when Joe was pulling the trigger.
Tight spot for Reardon, too.
If the cops find Benny before his boys do, yeah.
That's why the 15,000, huh?
Uh-huh. Joe's mouthpiece just spread the word. All we have to do is get Benny to him. Rocky and the boys will take it from there.
Goodbye, Benny.
Yeah, it's his lookout.
What if the cops find him first?
They won't.
No.
Myra, what do you think he came to me for?
Well...
The man was sweating blood. The cops are after him, sure, but they only know a description. Joe knows the name, the serial number. If the boys find him, it's goodbye, Benny, like you say. But if the cops find him, they also find his record. The cell block's waiting for that guy who held up the Springfield Bank.
Okay, Swede. I'm sold.
I thought you would be. Now, the way I got it worked out is this. We let him stay at the tavern another day or so. Let him get anxious while the federal boys get hot.
This isn't even shake on the 15,000, right?
Well, certainly. Would I offer different to a friend like you, Myra?
$7,500
apiece. That's right. So, we let him get anxious at the tavern. Then you tell him Swede has a way to get him into Canada. Swede's got a little boat.
You're an awful skunk, aren't you, Swede?
So Swede takes him across the lake to the motel. I tell him to stay there overnight, and the next morning I'll pick him up for Canada. Only instead, I tip off Joe Reardon's boys, and they pick him up. And that's $15,000 for Swede and Myra. Is it a deal?
Sure, it's a deal.
All right, then. You sit cozy for another couple of days, and we'll let Benny Norcus get anxious while the federal boys get hot.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following announcement in cooperation with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Somewhere across the country, a man is wanted by the Bureau in connection with a murder last week of government agent John Creighton. This man was witness to that murder, and the FBI is appealing to him voluntarily to appear under its protection. It is feared that friends of the alleged killer are making every effort to eliminate the man before he can so appear. And this station and others in all 48 states join with the FBI in pleading with him to come forward before it may be too late. Reward pledges totaling close to $20,000 have been received by the FBI. And this will be turned over to any person who provides the information leading to the apprehension of the evasive witness. Now back to Justin McKay, his piano, and his...
Evasive witness.
Oh, leave it on. That's nice music.
What?
It's only me, Benny.
What's the matter? You don't know how to knock?
I did, only you were too busy listening to that. Brought you your dinner.
Yeah, well, you can bring it right out again. I'm not hungry.
My, we're touchy tonight. The announcer say something that bothers you?
No, no.
What did he say, Benny? He was just finishing when I opened the door.
None of your business. Okay, you brought the dinner. Now beat it, huh?
Sure. I just thought you'd want to hear what Swede said.
Swede? You heard from him again?
Just before I came up.
And?
Just like I told you yesterday, everything's arranged. Tomorrow night, he'll ride you across the lake to the motel, and Friday morning, you're on your way to Canada by boat.
Tomorrow night, huh? That's good.
I don't know. I'll be kind of sorry to lose my starboard.
You'll be sorry to lose the easy cash, you mean? Well, don't worry. I'm giving you and Sweet a G apiece for taking care of me. Good night, Myra. Shut the door on the way out.
Okay, I'm going.
And the next time, knock so somebody can hear.
Good night, Benny. Oh, thanks for the $1,000. Luke.
Down here, Myra, reading the paper.
Never mind the paper. I want to talk to you.
Yeah? What is it?
Shut the door, Luke.
Okay.
What is it, huh? It's $20,000, maybe more.
Huh?
Pour me a drink, a stiff one.
What do you mean, $20,000?
That's what the FBI has waiting for anyone turning Benny in.
How do you know?
The radio in Benny's room, the announcer said.
$20,000?
Maybe more.
Of course, both a drink. That's too bad, Myra. Really too bad.
What's bad about it?
I mean, our deal is sweet. If we'd known about this...
We know it now. That's soon enough.
What?
It's common sense, isn't it? Why should we settle for $7,500 when the FBI is willing to triple it?
Oh, Myra, you're talking through your head. We can't back out on Swede now.
Yes, that Swede has to know. Are you going to tell him?
Hey, a stiff one.
Mm-hmm. We can back out all right, Luke. We can back out real easy. Besides, we're taking an awful chance playing this Swede's way. Aiding and abetting a fugitive, a person could wind up in jail.
But Swede's got everything arranged for tomorrow night. What can we do between now and tomorrow?
Well, Auntie, you just wait and see.
Oh, all right, Myra.
We're not settling for any crummy $7,500 when law and order is ready to hand us $20,000. It's common sense, Luke, that's all.
Shepard speaking.
Chap, this is Dave. We just got another tip on the Reardon witness.
Another, huh? Five gets you ten. It's another false alarm.
I'm not so sure, Shep. This one could be legitimate.
Yeah?
The person who called was very specific. She named names and places, including her own.
All right, I'm listening.
But according to her, our man's wanted by the Springfield police on a robbery charge. That's half the reason he hasn't shown up.
Half?
Other half? Joe Reardon. Apparently, Joe recognized him and the man's scared to death. Name's Benny Norcus. We can pick him up tonight at a motel on Buffalo Lake. Please call Guilford.
Uh-huh. Who was it calling?
A woman named Myra Ennis. She and her brother own a tavern across the water. Of course, it might be another false alarm, as you say. But the woman didn't sound like any crackpot, Shep, and she certainly seemed to have inside information.
All right, Dave. I'll call the garage.
We're going to drive out there?
Might as well. We've knocked ourselves out over so many phony tips. One other more or less won't make much difference. How soon can you get away?
Right now.
Okay, suppose you meet me outside the garage. We'll see what we can find at the Guilford Motel.
Hello, Rocky. Sweet. You can tell Mr. R. his worries are practically over. That certain party will be at the Guilford Motel tonight. What? Yes, of course, I'm sure. I'm taking him over myself in an outboard. You can pick him up first thing in the morning. Oh, never mind the thanks, Rocky. Just tell that mouthpiece I'll be around to collect as soon as I deliver the party. You got it straight now, haven't you? First thing in the morning, the Guilford Motel.
Lights, you see him?
Yeah, I see him.
Slow that thing down, little William. Get the
cloak.
Yeah, sure. One thing I hate is wet clothes. Hey, what's that?
What?
I thought I heard something. You didn't hear anything?
No.
No? Sounded like a shot.
A shot?
Yeah. You didn't hear it?
No, maybe a car backfire, Benny. Out on the water, every shore sound is doubled. You're jumpy, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe a backfire, maybe just an echo. Anyway, we're almost there, and tomorrow this time...
You heard it then, didn't you?
Benny...
It was a shot, I'm telling you. Turn that thing off.
Oh, crap.
Turn it off.
You hear?
Okay. Now, look, if we're going to...
Shut up, sweet. Just shut up and listen.
I don't hear a thing.
Tell me it was a shot.
You just jumpy, Benny?
No, I'm not. I know what I'm talking about. Jumpy, huh? Was that a shot or wasn't it?
I don't know. You sounded like one.
Right, listen.
Well, it's probably...
Will you shut up and listen?
You and the others, come up with your hands up, Rocky. This is a federal officer speaking.
Cops.
Come on, your hands up.
You lost, you no good, Sue Simon, lost.
What?
Figured you'd cross me, didn't you? Figured you'd hand me over to the cops for a cheesy reward, huh?
What are you talking about, Benny? You're crazy.
Are you dirty punk? I'm going to put you where you'll never cross anybody again.
No, Benny, now put that gun away. Listen, you got this all wrong.
Oh, sure I have.
Don't shoot, Benny. Now, don't shoot. I didn't cross you with the cops, I swear.
Don't give me that.
I swear, Benny, I didn't. Rocky just didn't do it. I...
Go on, sweet. Rocky just didn't do what?
I didn't cross you, Benny. Don't shoot.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to shoot. Not with those ever-loving cops with me. You're going over the side, sweet.
Well, Benny, listen to me now. I didn't cross you. It must have been Myra. Luke.
Get over the side, sweet.
Oh, no.
Get off.
No, Benny, please. You've got to listen
to
me.
The cops will listen. You can swim the shore and talk to the cops.
I can't swim. You know I can't swim, Benny.
For the last time, sweet.
No, Benny.
I said get over the side.
Benny. Help, Benny. Help.
Fall off, pal. Thanks for the UC washroom.
That's what it's there for.
Well, you got the routine down cold?
I think so.
Better try it for sight.
Well, as soon as your taxi comes, I give you half an hour to get there. Then I put through a call to the tavern, ask to speak to Mrs. Ennis.
Myra Ennis, right. What do you say?
I say I'm a police officer of the FBI. Benny Norcus got away.
Good. That's fine. All right, then what?
Then I keep her talking until she hangs up. Say, mister, you sure this is such a good gag? Don't sound very funny to me.
Got another situation, Mac. Yeah, it's a good gag, all right.
Oh, there's your taxi.
Yeah, right. Now, in a half hour, it'll be 10:15 exactly. Now, you call on a nose?
Don't worry.
Time is important. I wouldn't want you to forget.
Mister, when somebody hands me $100 for something this easy, I don't forget. 10:15 on a nose, I'll be calling a tavern.
Well,
I'll have a beer.
Benny.
You got a fine memory of Grandpa. What's the matter? The tap stuck?
Luke, who is that?
It's me, Myra. Benny. Come on. I'm thirsty.
Luke, I thought I heard...
You heard right, Myra. It's me.
Benny.
Yeah, that's what Grandpa said. It seems everybody's surprised to see me. What time you got, Myra?
Benny, what happened? What are you doing here?
10:14 I've got. Is that right?
Whoa, what are you doing here, Benny?
Well, I'll tell you, Grandpa, what I'm doing... I'm ducking Joe Reardon's boys.
Joe Reardon?
Yeah. They were sitting possum for me the other side of the stream.
Swede. Did Swede?
Uh-huh. Swede did. He crossed me for the dough, but don't worry. He won't be crossing anybody anymore. Sit down, Myra. Have a beer with me.
What do you mean he won't be crossing anybody?
That's what I say. Unless Swede can swim a lot better than he makes out.
Swim?
Uh-huh. And last I saw him, he really couldn't take a stroke.
Benny, what happened? What was...
I think that's a phone.
Luke.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Tavern.
Benny.
For you, Myra.
Myra, it's for you.
Hello? Yes. Who? Oh, no, you must have the wrong number. Well, no, I'm sure you have. Goodbye.
It wasn't for you?
No, wrong number.
But Myra...
Shut up, Phil.
Well, what a way to talk. Couldn't be you were a little upset because that was the FBI, could it?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought maybe that was the FBI telling you your tip got loused up and Benny Norcus got away.
Stop talking crazy, Benny. What kind of a thing is that to say?
You shouldn't have done it, Myra.
Done what? What are you talking about?
You too, Grandpa. Sweet said it was you. He was right.
Benny,
stay where you are. I'll let you have it right now.
Benny, put away that gun.
You too, Myra. Just stay where you are.
Well, you talk through your head, Benny. We didn't give any tip to the FBI.
Uh-huh. Well, if you didn't, Myra wouldn't have squirmed out of the phone call. It was me set up that call, Myra.
Benny, what are you going to do?
I know what I should do, but murder's a tough rap. I'm going to surrender, that's what.
Uh-huh.
Call the FBI and voluntarily surrender, all three of
you. You're crazy, Benny. Clear out of your head.
Not anymore, I'm not. When your own friends start knifing you in the back for a buck, that's time to stop running. I'm turning myself in and you along with me, harboring a fugitive.
You can't do it, Benny. You can't call the cops now. You hear me, Benny? You can't.
Yeah, I hear you, Grandpa. I don't think I'll have to call it that. I think they've just arrived in the flesh.
Who just arrived?
They did. The cops. The FBI. Oh, catch, Myra. I wouldn't want the law to find me with an armed weapon.
Benny, don't be a fool. You can still duck out the back.
Oh, no, not a chance. I told you I'd stopped running.
Miss Ennis?
Yeah, that's right, Jim. Come right in. That's Mrs. Ennis right there with the gun.
This isn't mine.
Myra, what?
Shut up, Luke.
You, you're Jensen from the FBI, aren't you?
That's right, Norcus. You're under arrest.
I'm what?
Under arrest.
That's me? I'm not. I'm surrendering voluntarily. What charge have you got against me?
What charge? Tell him, Dave.
Well, there's a Springfield bank job for one thing.
Uh-huh, and leaving a man to drown for another.
Leaving what man to drown? You'll have some time proving any trumped-up charge like that.
Oh, I don't think so, Norcus. Sweet Henson is most willing to testify.
What?
Most willing. You might even say he was anxious.
Sweet Henson?
Is alive. That's right. We fished him out of the water and he gave us the whole story. He's outside in our car now waiting for him.
Oh, no.
A very unhappy boy, that Swede. First, Reardon's goons show up early, then the double cross by these two here. Finally, you dump him into the water. A very unhappy boy, Benny.
Let's get started, huh? You and your brother, too, Mrs. Ennis.
What are they going to do to us?
Just keep your mouth shut, Luke. We'll get out of this, all right?
You ready, Benny?
Look,
Yes?
If I tell the truth about Joe Ridden, will they go easy on me with the rest?
We can't promise anything, Norcus, but I'll tell you this. You were real lucky we happened along when we did. For drowning a man, they never go easy. That answer your question?
Yeah, I guess so. That answers it.
Come on, let's go.
Benny Norcus was a cooperative witness in the government case against Joe Reardon and subsequently went on trial himself along with Swede Henson, Luke, and Myra Ennis. When the verdicts were all in, Reardon was sentenced to die in the electric chair and each of the others was given a term in prison in accordance with his individual charge. Our teletype is silent now on the 48th State Alarm. In tonight's story, Betty Gard played the part of Myra Ennis, Larry Haynes was Benny Norcus, and Edgar Staley was Luke Ennis. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Jack Anson Fink. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War, and is not an official program of the FBI.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.